French colonial soldiers stripped these artifacts out of a royal court more than a century ago. Now they're back, the treasures on display in what is now a republic. Benin's president, Patrice Talon, says the exhibition, including an ancient throne, will help citizens understand their past.
Your children, your grandchildren, and foreigners who come to your countries can see what has marked the history of your country.
Pressures mounting from African countries for the return of looted spoils remaining in Western museums and private collections. Britain, Belgium, the Netherlands, and Germany are among countries that have received requests to return stolen treasures.
The momentum has been building since our state government announced the building of a new museum in Benin City, designed by Sir David Ajay. And also the Black Lives Movement events would happen across the globe. The federal government of Nigeria has also been in the forefront of this, writing directly to request for the return of these artifacts.
In neighboring Nigeria, the King of the Benin Kingdom has welcomed home two stolen bronzes from British universities.
This return gives us a lot of joy. Because, for instance, they symbolize that for us, they hope that all their stolen artifacts will return. They are stolen if they are with you. They are not with us. Until you return them, you are in receipt of stolen goods.
A recent report commissioned by the Elysee Palace counted some 90,000 African works in French museums. A law is being drawn up to facilitate their return. Barbara Angopa, Al Jazeera.